SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking about thriving in the face of parenthood on SOS Radio with Kara K. James from Thrive Moms. Good morning, Kara K.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you started a ministry to encourage overworked, overstressed moms years ago, and now you're able to write all kinds of books about it.
Yeah, we started this ministry because we saw that moms were really struggling and just wanted to have a place to be encouraged and be inspired every day in motherhood, because I was seeing so much online of the world telling moms, oh, it's fine, you can just get by every day, it's just about survival mode, and I felt like that was not necessarily true. And so I wanted to put a really positive message in front of moms, and so that was why we started this ministry. It was just, we knew that moms were online, so we wanted to start this thing online. Moms are online every day, and they're seeing the things in front of them. They're struggling with comparison. They're struggling with all these things. We could put a positive message in front of them and put God's word in front of them and remind them that you're doing a really good job, and always be pointing them back to the word of God with everything that they're doing.
We're talking to Kara K. James on SOS Radio, and in your writing, you talk a lot about how being a thriving mom is also being an intentional mom. Transformation is the expectation of every believer, huh?
I thought that being an intentional mom meant, oh, okay, I have to sit on the floor and make eye contact with my kid and play cars with them or take them out for ice cream and, you know, do those kinds of things, which those things are great. But I realized as I kind of was asking God, what does it really mean for me to be intentional with my kids? There's so much more to it than just spending time with them. It was more about really understanding who I was and spending time with the Lord so that He could, like you said, make this transformation. He could transform me, and then my kids could see that, and they would see me, you know, stepping out of this survival mode and being crazy mom, that they would see me being more joyful and more fun and more intentional with them every day, and they would see that, and they would want to be more like me, because our kids are looking up to us and wanting to be like us, and we don't want them to grow up and be angry and frustrated over the little things like we tend to get a lot of times. We want them to find joy and life and in everything that's going on around them. And so we have to be intentional in setting examples for them and spending time with them to really get to know who they are as little humans, because they're wonderful little people.
Your new book's called Mom Up, so that's sort of been your anthem.
Yeah, it is, really. I wanted to call moms out from this survival mode that I feel like we get in. And I didn't necessarily want them to feel bad about what they were doing, but I wanted them to feel called out and then encouraged. Men are often told to man up, and I thought, what if moms are told to mom up? What if we could be told to be what we were meant to be instead of just getting by each and every day? What if we could be thriving moms and really enjoy what we're doing and be great at what we're doing as moms? And so the title came from that, just really wanting to encourage moms to walk in the job that we are called to, because it's so important as we raise up this next generation of people and send them out into the world.
We're talking about transformation in our parenting journey with Kara K. James on SOS Radio. And Kara K., it's not just about survival. It's also about transformation in your own heart when God's challenged you to raise up these little hearts.
Yes. Not always easy.
What have you learned the hard way?
I thought, oh, writing the book will be so fun, but there were so many challenges that came along the way because I felt like everything was thrown at me, and I thought, okay, I figured out how to be a really thriving mom and be really intentional and be a fun mom, and I figured out all this, and so I want to share this with other moms. And, you know, as I'm writing this book, I realize I don't have this figured out at all. So in some ways, that's been really great because I was able to be really vulnerable and say, I don't have this figured out. I don't think any of us do. And we're all in this together. It's all hard. It's hard for every one of us. But we can take steps each and every day to become better moms, to become better parents and better wives and, you know, all these things so that we can step into that thriving, abundant motherhood that we all want to be in, as opposed to the just survival, getting by each and every day kind of thing.
Yeah, because that comparison game, it just steals our joy. We're talking with Kara K. James today on SWS Radio. She wrote a book. It's called Mom Up. It's all about thriving with grace and the chaos of motherhood. But what have you learned about actually winning the comparison game, Kara K.?
I've learned that, man, it is just not healthy. I talk about comparison a little bit in one of the chapters where I talk about community. I share a story of how I was seeing this woman in my community all the time, and she was always dressed up, and she looked so put together, and she seemed like she had it all figured out. And, you know, here I was at the grocery store, and I was in 10-year-old sweatpants, and I was a mess, and how come I couldn't have it together like she did? And once I finally spoke to her and got to know her and had the opportunity to meet her, I realized she's just a mom doing the best she can as well. And our lives looked really different because she worked, you know, in a corporate job that she had to dress up every day. And I'm a writer, and so I typically sit on my couch every day and write in my sweatpants, and that's just what my job looks like. And so a lot of times we're comparing ourselves against people when our life situations look completely different. And in all reality, we're all just really doing the best that we can. And if we can join arms and come together and say, you know what, we'd rather do motherhood together and encourage one another, then we can find so much more abundance and freedom in that instead of looking at other people and thinking we're missing out on something or thinking that we're doing something wrong.
I know it's funny how we live in this Instagram Pinterest world, and it's like every Valentine's Day, other parents have the time to invest in all these extra cookies and buy all these little gifts and Valentine's. And you know what? My wife and I used to beat ourselves up and say, you know what? I don't have the time to do all that. I guess we're not as good of parents as somebody else.
Yeah, and we think that we're not doing a good job because we don't do things like other people. Not true.
You realize there's different people with giftings and talents, and it's okay to say, you know what? That mom has a great creative ability and the time to do that, and I have the creative ability to help our teachers in another way or to invest in my kids in a different way, you know?
And I'm not creative in that way, and I have four kids, and so being able to make handmade Valentines or whatever for each kid is not a possibility for me, and so I've just had to come to grips with that over the years and say, you know what? We're going to buy store-bought Valentine's, and that's great. And my kids don't care. They're fine with that. And so a lot of times we just put the pressure on ourselves when our kids don't really even care or know the difference. So
Downloading audio.
Nonstop. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Kara K. James on SOS Radio, and she's a blogger and an author, and she started ThriveMoms.com. It's a resource just to encourage you and strengthen you when you're just going through all the stress and the drama of life and just wondering, am I the only mom that struggles? And Kara, you walk with women every single day. You write about it from your own journey every single day.
Yeah, and we are all struggling, every one of us, and that's what I've learned along the way is none of us have it figured out, and that's okay, but we'll work together to just be better every day with it.
So, Kara K., what have you learned about shepherding strong-willed kids?
Oh, man, I have one of those at home, and it's not easy, and it's something that I learn a little bit each and every day because, you know, you have to realize that even though having a very strong-willed kid, there's still a person in there. There's still a child's heart in there. And a lot of times I get so frustrated with my strong-willed kid and I think, oh, they're never going to turn out okay and we're never going to have a good relationship. And but I just have to remember that I just put in a little bit of work each and every day, even if I just take 2 minutes out of my day and look her in the eyes and say, you're a great kid. You are loved and you are cherished. And even though things may be hard for us sometimes, that doesn't mean that I don't love you and I don't respect you and don't cherish the relationship that we have. And so I've learned just taking in those little bits of time when I can just to remind her that we'll get there. And I have to remind myself of that too. And I know that our strong-willed kids will be our world changer someday. And so I pray that for her and my daughter every day that she'll be that too. And I know a lot of moms struggle with that. And I'm married to a strong-willed, stubborn person, and so I think he turned out pretty okay. So I'm convinced that our kids will too.
It's so funny when you think about kids and you're trying to figure out, like, how do I speak to them? How do I encourage them? And a lot of times we get frustrated as parents because we're like, hey, you didn't turn in your homework, or you didn't accomplish what you set out to do in sports. You're not working hard. You're not hustling. But we try to speak to that, and it's like, well, I don't want to praise you for the things that you didn't do or the way you didn't work hard. But when we get to that place, maybe we refocus and say, how do I speak to who you are in Christ? And how do I speak to where I see your giftings and talents and speak into your potential to try to shepherd you forward?
Absolutely. And that makes such a huge difference. And I've seen that with my daughter, that we have a lot of struggles with her stubbornness and strong-willed nature, that sometimes when I can just sit down, and she's extremely intelligent, and so I'll sit down and we'll teach me about things that I have no idea about, and it blows my mind. And so just to be able to remind her, God is doing a big work in you. You are so intelligent and you are so kind, and just reminding her of all those qualities that she has, and reminding her to continue to use those qualities at all times, I think will help our kids, you know, learn how to focus on those things.
I feel like for me, one of the most freeing things that I've come across lately is studying the Enneagram types, which basically suggests there's like 9 different personality types in our world. And when you apply that to looking at your kids, you realize, you know what? There's 9 different ways that people see the world. And the way that I see the world is my default, and I'm going to assume most people do that until I start raising a strong-willed kid. Or I start raising a real deep thinker who's a planner and a strategist. Or you're raising an artist, and you realize their perspective on the world is nothing like mine. But that's okay.
Yes. Our pediatrician always says they are textbook. Their personalities. And so my firstborn is that firstborn nature. She is type A, which I am. I'm an Enneagram 1, and I'm very type A and very structured. And so my firstborn is that way as well. She's my little clone. She's the rule follower. She wants everything in order. And I love that because I have we have 3 girls, and then we have boy. And so we always kind of see our girls, our middle girl, as kind of our middle child, and she's always had that, like, she's our strong-willed one, she's the stubborn one, she has that middle child syndrome personality. And our third child is just this completely free-spirited, just everything is fun, everything is rainbows. I'm pretty sure she's an Enneagram 7. She's just, everything is fun for her. And my fourth is a lot like that too, but he's only 3. And so we're still kind of learning about him because he's all boy. And I think there might be a special Enneagram number for that. Children that are like 300% boy, because that's what our son is. It is so much fun to learn about all their personalities and be able to really parent them in different ways, because they all need such different things, because we can't just be one parent for, you know, for all of our kids collectively. We have to figure out what each child needs in each season, and because it's constantly changing. And so being able to really like focus on that and learn and grow with them is so important.
We're talking to Kara K. James on SWS Radio today from ThriveMoms.com. But you sort of coined the phrase, the Thriving Moms Anthem of Abundance. Where did that come from? What was the meaning behind that?
I needed something to cheer me on every day. And I wrote that little anthem to have something that I could look back at every day and remind me, okay, the work I'm doing is important. It's not just about driving my kids to school and taking them to practices and cleaning up after them and being their, you know, chauffeur and their cook, and that my job is about so much more than that. And so I wrote that for myself first, and then I thought, you know, other moms probably need this reminder. And so it's just a little fun thing that I included in the book, just to remind women that, gosh, the job you're doing is so, so important. And it's about, you know, raising up the next generation of God's people. And our home is about more than just this mundane cycle of everyday life, but it's a sanctuary of salvation. It's where we teach our kids how to grow up in the Lord, and we can teach them about Him, and we can model what that looks like each and every day.
Well, we're talking to Kara K. James today on SWS Radio. She's the founder of ThriveMoms.com, and her new book, it's called Mom Up, Thriving with the Grace and the Chaos of Motherhood. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.